Well, this is my personal recollection of the 1977 Queen's Silver Jubilee Parade in London. I was involved in all sorts of ways with the preparation of it, but my recollections are really quite personal because my band was part of the parade and I travelled down to the parade with them. So these are really my recollections of what it was probably similar for most of the bands taking part on that day. What I basically called the longest day, because it felt a bit like that. And really the preparations for any bands taking part, and for ours in particular, were as important as the day itself, because there's no point in marching down the Mall with a band if you're not smart and you're not playing correctly. So we had to do quite a lot of preparation. Our band was called Band Number 33 in the parade, the Solihull Drum and Trumpet Corps, which was basically the first Solihull Boys Brigade, and the 57th Birmingham Feezy Company. And it was quite obvious that we would need to get together to rehearse, because although we're near Birmingham, neither of the units were actually in Birmingham. We were north of Birmingham in the metropolitan borough of Walsall, and Solihull was south of Birmingham in the metropolitan borough of Solihull. And that meant that we were quite a distance apart from each other. So it was clear that we'd have to get together to do some practices, which we did. We practiced at each other's headquarters. And on one occasion, we got the band together at Feezy, that's in where the 57th was based, to march around the estate with the full band in uniform for a church parade. I think it's fair to say that any of the locals who were in bed that morning having a lie-in got quite a rude awakening. A band that size turning up outside their front door. Now, as bandmaster on that particular occasion of that band, it was my job to coordinate the band. I had two colleagues from the first Solihull, Ken Walker and Ray Elsom, very, very good band people who knew what they were about. And my own guy, Mike Weston, from the 57th Birmingham, doing the percussion. And we worked together as a team. One of the things we realised right from the start was that the band had got to look good as well as sound good. If we were marching for the Queen, then it had got to be something special. So we spent a lot of time getting our uniforms sorted so that although we were two different bands, we would look as one. So we had the uniforms coordinated. So all the BB uniforms were slightly modified for a band work, but they would look smart and they would all look the same. We wanted the snare drums at the front of the band to look the same. And we wanted the bell lyres to have white tassels. And we also decided to have Jubilee banners to go on the brass instruments. There were one or two spares that actually ended up on the bell lyres as well. And these were our printed silver Jubilee banners. Our drum major was a guy called Mark Hamlin. He was from the 57th. And there were well over 70 members in the band. So quite a big band. Now, each particular band, we were told in advance, we had a lot of paperwork to plough through, as you might imagine. And one of the things was that we were allowed to carry a banner by the side of the band to say who we were, but it could just only say that. It could say the number of the band number 33, we were, and it could say the name of the band, and that was it. There were sizes which were indicated. There was a separate sheet telling us exactly how big the banner was to be and how it was to be carried by two people. And in fact, our banner was carried actually by my brother, who was involved with the band as a band officer, and also another one of our NCOs from the 57th, who eventually took over as drum major. Now, on the day of the parade, it was, of course, quite an early start. 7:45 a.m. was a meeting time at the church for the 57th kids, with their uniforms in bags, their instruments, shoes, and sandwiches. 1970s, of course, wasn't as easy as it is these days to go out and get snack foods and things. So it was basically sandwiches packed, usually by mother, before they set off. I did have a note on my schedule that I put out for the Solihull bands and the Feezy bands to say sandwiches could be prepared, and in brackets, strikes permitting. So I'm not sure who was on strike, whether it was the bakers or who it was, but obviously there had been some problems in getting sandwiches made to do with strikes. Very 1970s. Anyway, the coach left the church at 8 o'clock, arrived at Solihull at 8:30, which was pretty good, 30 minutes across Birmingham that time in the morning. We then set off for London, and although we were all mostly the band on one coach, there were two other coaches with what you might call supporters, mainly parents and one or two others. And it was clear that when we got down to London, the band with the coach with the band on would go to one location near Horse Guards Parade, and the other two coaches would have to park up elsewhere. And one or two of the band members who wouldn't fit or couldn't get onto the coach would have to proceed on foot to Horse Guards Parade to meet up with the rest. Another reason why we had a banner made, so people could see exactly where we were on Horse Guards Parade, let alone in the parade itself. The band coach arrived in London at about 11:30 a.m. And it was very clear there's some very excited boys eagerly changing into their uniforms. And it was really quite a big day, going to be a big day for them. They've been looking forward to this for some time. Unfortunately, it wasn't necessarily the best time for myself, because whilst the boys had been getting very excited, they'd also been consuming quite a lot of the sandwiches that they were supposed to have saved for lunch, with pop and goodness knows what else. And I remember quite clearly one of our snare drummers deciding that just as I'd got my nice fresh uniform shirt on, that he would throw up all over me. This is something that most BB leaders will probably know something about. And, you know, the joys of being a bandmaster, you might say. Anyway, we did clean up, and I'm not sure whether there was such a thing as Brut or something like that, some fragrance available at the time. But I remember at the time being sprayed with something by one of the parents to say that I should be okay, because I got to go more or less immediately for a meeting with BB President, the Earl, Lord Elgin, and BB Secretary Alfie Hudson. And smelling of sick wouldn't have been a good idea. So fortunately, smelling reasonably fresh, I managed to do that and go and meet the two people I got to meet, and leave the band with my other officers, and proceed to Horse Guards Parade and start, you know, forming up. The bands needed to be inspected at 1:30, and they were going to be inspected by the brigade president and the brigade secretary. The chief guest of honour at the parade, His Royal Highness the Duke of Gloucester was going to just come onto the parade ground and inspect the drum majors. Needless to say, with so many people taking part in the parade, he would have been there all day if he tried to inspect all the bands. So he was just going to inspect the drum majors. So I escorted the Earl of Elgin and the Brigade Secretary around the BB bands and, you know, introduced them and said, you know, which parts of the country they'd come from, and they were chatting. And it was a very pleasant experience. The weather was quite good, considering it was late September. No complaints at all about that. And it wasn't long before our drum major had joined the what was quite a long line of drum majors for the arrival of the Duke of Gloucester. Once all those formalities were finished with, we then got some more waiting around to do. And the problem is, on these occasions, there's always a lot of waiting around. And it was 3:15 before we were due to march off. But we were no problem at all. There was a lot of pent-up energy waiting to be released. And I can remember clearly, as we stepped out into the mall, the some of the tunes that we were playing. There was one called What Now My Love. You might remember that, some of you. And the Grand March from Aida. And I suppose we just let it rip, so to speak. And marched down the Mall, which was quite an experience. And although the Mall is quite long, it didn't seem to take us all that long to get down there. When we arrived outside Buckingham Palace at the Victoria Memorial, the instructions were that we should stop playing and our drum major should salute. And then we went round the back of the Victoria Memorial, between the memorial and the palace itself. And then we could start playing again as we made our way along Birdcage Walk, which is what we did. And really, considering the preparation had gone into it, how wonderful it was, that part was all over really quite quickly. And quite an experience. And it was, I think, about 5 o'clock before we finally dismissed the band and made our way back to the coach. And we all felt, I think, really that we'd done ourselves proud. We'd done the BB proud. We'd celebrated 25 years of monarchy, and it was a day that we'll all remember.